This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Black Demon.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It's the most wonderful 5 months of the year.
It's so inadvisable. I don't know the rest of it. Yeah, continuing. This is week two of Neuralathifest, baby.
Yep, it only comes once a year.
Yeah, Greta's losing her shit about it.
Yep, sorry. Please get used to it. And today we're talking about Black Demon.
Black Demon, not to be confused with the Dark Demon, which we're going to eventually get to.
Yes, or the Black Lion, or the Black Bull.
Yeah.
You know, he looks good in black, you know?
Yeah, no, it's a flattering color.
And this is less an avatar than like a spell you cast.
Yes. So this is less an average.
Haunted Etsy.
Yeah, this is a haunted Etsy. This is this is a it is a Triforce keychain that results in your death.
Yes. You create a little leather Triforce keychain. Mm-hmm. It's red. Like, this is actually, I think, is pretty cool.
Yes.
As a concept, it just doesn't very much of an avatar, and even say it's lesser.
Right.
Like, at the end of the last sentence is, this is a fairly minor mask of the Crawling Chaos.
Yes. Then why'd you choose to include it?
It's not very big. It's a big beast, like a big black beast.
It's like a Ganon. It's got like a, you know, black fur snouted like a hog, green luminous eyes, claws and fangs of a wild beast. Yeah, no, it's like this is some extreme Zelda energy happening here.
Yeah. And then you give somebody this triangle. Once they've touched the triangle, it's attached to them.
Yes.
So they try to get rid of it. It doesn't matter. It just like, it shows up in their pocket.
Yeah. Monkey paws back.
I always love that. Mm-hmm. That's a cool, cool thing. One of my favorite, like let's say the show went on for like a decade.
Okay.
A pretty fun, direction to take this, if we like ran out of monster manuals, would be the, D&D magic items books.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just do the artifacts.
I fucking love those. Yeah.
They're wonderful. Like, I have all four editions of them. They're like pleather bound.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. But the regular magic items, you end up with a lot of like sword plus twos and shit.
Yeah.
But the artifacts all have cool stories behind them.
Uh-huh.
And there's a really good one. There's a coin that does this, that makes your eyes bleed. Like, as the longer you have it, like, it gives you this intense bargaining power, but for every like 100 gold you make off of it, you start getting more and more like wretched and like start bleeding from all of your orifices.
That is really cool.
You can't get rid of it. Like, whenever you give it to somebody, it shows up back at you. The only way to get rid of it is for someone to take it willingly.
Oh, wow.
And it talks about, you know, you go to the edge of town and there's just this like beggar, his clothes are soaked in blood. He's bleeding from his eyes, begging you to take a coin from him. And I'm like, that's so fucking
so
cool.
Good. Oh my god.
D&D rules.
What yes, I agree. What edition is that from? I need to find those books now.
I think that there's four of them from second edition that are called like the Books of Magical Items or something like that.
Okay.
One of them is kind of hard to find. I ended up finding it in a bookstore in real life. They're not as hard to find as the magic spell ones. They're like books. They're just like Encyclopedia Magica, I think they're called.
Uh-huh.
But I think specifically if you got the Book of Artifacts, I think you're going to get a lot of the really cool stuff.
Cool.
Second edition, mm-hmm. Book of Artifacts.
Yeah.
But this thing, the other kind of trick to this, so it stays with you, it slowly turns black. And once it's black, that means this thing's going to come attack you.
It's a mood triangle.
It is a mood triangle. Every time you make one of these triangles for somebody, uh-huh. It increases the chance that the black demon will kill the creator instead of, you know, the person who sent the triangle.
Right.
Not the triangle recipient.
Yeah. Seems like a really inefficient way to murder somebody. Like, I don't know. You could probably just like follow them around and wait till they're next to a railing.
This guy has like dexterity that is less than Tony Hawk.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.